For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, it's Adam Gold, and I am on the Adam Gold Show, which is a good thing because I'm here. Victoria's here.
Makes sense.
The name of the show came second.
Yeah.
They didn't name the show and then say, hey, we got to find somebody to host it.
Adam Gold.
That would be good because I would have been one of the few people. Although, in my freshman year English class at the University of Maryland, there was another Adam Gold in my class.
What?
Yes. He was also from New Jersey, but we did not know each other. Also from, like, not that far away from where I lived, but we did not know each other.
Wow. I didn't have a lot of Victorias in my classes. So just having another Victoria, but much less a Victoria Vodnecker.
I was, with all the underscores.
Yes.
I was a Montclair kid, and he was a West Orange kid, not that far away. But we did not know each other.
Right.
There is only one David Teal. Richmond Times, he joins us on the Adam Gold Show. Earlier today, I informed all of you that Clemson is suing the ACC because they can't control their own media rights, which apparently they forgot that they had signed those away twice in the grant of rights, but it doesn't really matter what they're saying. They're just trying to negotiate their way out. David Teal, when this news hit, your first thought was what?
Adam, that it's different than Florida State. It just feels different. And now that I've been on the mighty X platform, looking at some of the excerpts from the suit, there are some legal strategic differences in what Clemson is asking for, specifically that they want to, they're not challenging the validity of the conference controlling the media rights of teams in the conference. What Clemson is saying, once it leaves the conference, it wants those rights back. So it's a little different legal approach than Florida State's, but where it really feels different is that we're talking about a charter member of the league.
Yep.
This is not a flame-throwing newcomer like Florida State. I mean, Florida State has been a malcontent in this conference for more than a decade. Clemson has not used ACC membership as a crutch to explain away its own shortcomings. That's what Florida State has done. And I think it's related to the current negotiations regarding CFP, not only revenue, Adam, but format, the model of it, and the feeling that at Clemson, and I've talked to some folks down there very recently, in fact, in Washington at the tournament, and this distinction that is forming of the Power Two, obviously the SEC and the Big Ten, and the ACC essentially being cast aside as a second-class citizen because you may not be guaranteed as many bids to the college football playoff as the SEC and the Big Ten.
Adam Gold here with my man, Coach Pete DeRuta, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Are most of your clients hands-on, or they just give you their money and let it work for them?
About 90% give the money, and then we meet every year and go through status reports, have a financial pit stop, make sure everything's fine. It is like a puzzle, Adam, but for the next 10 of you, we'll solve your own retirement puzzle at no cost or obligation.
Call and claim your comprehensive review with Coach Pete and the team, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Yeah, David Teal is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. When I see those formats, all I can think of is why are the SEC and the Big Ten gerrymandering the college football playoff? Why are they guaranteeing themselves spots that we know they're going to get anyway? A mere swallow. They have, like, nobody's really, like, arguing that they have more teams playing higher level football than the other league. Nobody's arguing that, especially when you're taking Texas and Oklahoma to the SEC and Southern Cal. Forget about UCLA. They haven't played good football in a long time. But you're taking Southern Cal, and now Oregon and Washington are going to the Big Ten. You're going to have more of the teams playing the best football. I think we spoke to Chip Patterson last week, and we speak to him every Wednesday, so we'll talk to him about this tomorrow as well. And like, his top 10 teams are all from those two leagues, like all 10 of them. So I don't even understand why. So to me, it's not about, it's just about like power. It has nothing to do with anything other than it's, we have all the power. You're going to do what we want to do. What I want, and maybe this is the wrong thing to want, but I want Jim Phillips to walk away from the table and say, we're out, fellas. I'm not going to contribute to your destruction of what we know as college sports. And I want Brett Yormark to do the same thing, because ultimately they're all going to get left with nothing. I just don't understand why anybody's participating in it.
And Adam, it may even trickle down to basketball.
Oh, it should. And that's the leverage that the ACC and the Big 12 should have, and every other conference should have. It's like, you guys go do your own thing. Go ahead. Go knock yourself out. We'll just do basketball. We'll do football at our level, and we'll do basketball.
But the issue becomes, is will the remaining schools be willing to stay at that level, be content at that level of football, just because of basketball and such? Or will North Carolina, will Virginia Tech?
I think they'll all leave. I think, like, my read on this, and maybe this is the alarmist in me, and I don't like to be alarmist, but my read on this is that it's over. That RIP the Atlantic Coast Conference. It's not going to exist as anything that we ever saw it. I mean, Wake will still be in it, right? I mean, I'm not even sure Duke will, because Duke is the number one brand in basketball. I can absolutely see the Big Ten saying, yeah, North Carolina, bring your friend. I can see that. But, like, Wake's going to be in the ACC and Boston College. I do believe the league will die.
It may. I walked away from Washington more pessimistic about the ACC's future path than I've ever been. And today's news affirms that suspicion.
So where do you think we're headed? David Teal is joining us here from the Richmond Times. Where do you think we're headed? Because Clemson files suit. I mean, I think the clock is ticking until Miami does the same. Now, North Carolina's got the issue that the General Assembly controls the decision. And I think that's to protect NC State. That doesn't mean that they won't both be invited, because State plays credible football as well. But Miami's got to be next, and then maybe both Virginia schools, at least the two state schools in North Carolina, could also go. No,
I think it's possible. But how big is too big for the SEC and the Big Ten? And I keep coming back to Chip Kelly's idea. And to me, it makes a lot of sense. Just blow it up for football.
Right.
whoever wants in, have your two leagues, you know, make it like an NFL. It's going to be bigger than the NFL. Might be twice as big as the NFL.
But yeah.
Do your thing and break it up in any way you so desire. But daggone, return to some sanity in every other sport, including basketball, and have your old school conferences return.
So here's my question, though, because that would make sense, except that now how does Greg Sankey go to the University of Alabama? Or maybe to a school that's not pulling its weight, like the University of Florida, and say, look, I know that we were going to be distributing $100 million per school, even with Texas and Oklahoma here. So what we're going to do now is we're going to have like an additional 20 schools as part of this. So now you're only going to get $86 million per year.
Yes, but that's going to be for football. You're gonna get money yeah. from basketball in your regular SEC.
So actually the 100 would be even a little bit less since football is about 80% of the money anyway. I just don't. You're going to be asking schools to receive less money when you add more schools, because I have a hard time believing that ESPN is going to go further than what they've gone. For the playoff. I mean, they might go somewhat further, but not enough to make everybody hold the same way. ESPN they can't print money as much as, I mean, they'll fire everybody. At some point when we, now, will they say, you know what? We're only going to take the best football brands. So Vanderbilt, sorry, it was nice knowing you. Think about that lawsuit. Northwestern, it was nice knowing you. Indiana, thanks for coming. Illinois, thanks for coming. Minnesota, sorry. So, I mean, are the leagues prepared to do stuff like that?
I doubt it, but at this point, nothing would surprise me. And I think, Adam, we are years from resolution here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Clemson and Florida State both play a football season in 2025 in the ACC?
Yes.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Oh, right?
Florida's already playing a hostile season this year.
Right. I mean, I don't know who drew the short straw, but who's going to, you know, who's the poor ACC representative going to Memphis for the NCAA tournament this week, where Clemson is.
Oh, that's
gonna
right.
Going to go glad hand with all the Clemson folks?
Oh, man. See, who knew that Maryland was so far ahead of the game? Maryland knew it could see the future. Never mind. My alma mater couldn't see anything. How's Maryland doing, by the way, in football and basketball in the Big Ten? How's that going for them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, traded all that culture for, obviously, dollar signs, but haven't been able to win anything, and they have no rivalry in any sport. There is not a...
Irrelevancy.
There's not a school in the Big Ten that circles the Maryland game in any sport. Not one. And they were, again, it's about money. At some point, maybe they'll figure this out. But I think the college game is, unfortunately... is just now a minor league for not only the NFL, but the NBA, but more so the NFL. David Teal, good luck to the Cavaliers. They're going to be okay tonight?
I suspect yes.
All right, so I'll ask you this question. I put it up on Twitter. I've been bad at picking the brackets for Now, ever since I had all four teams in the Final Four in 2003, where I had Kansas, Syracuse, Marquette, and Texas. I had all four that year. I don't think I've got, yeah, not bad. I don't think I've gotten more than one to the Final Four since. So I'm picking games based on the best movies that were filmed in the, at least in the areas where these colleges are. The two games tonight, Howard and Wagner. With Howard, we're going with National Treasure. There are two of them. The first one with Nick Cage. And Wagner on Staten Island. The first scene in The Godfather was filmed at an estate in Staten Island. So National Treasure versus The Godfather, who you got?
Oh, Wagner.
Yeah, Godfather wins. And Virginia Colorado State, Evan Almighty, which was filmed pretty close to Charlottesville, and Blades of Glory, which was filmed in Colorado Springs. Almost the entire movie was filmed in Colorado Springs. So you got Evan Almighty or Blades of Glory?
I confess to having seen neither.
Neither have I. I haven't seen any. I've seen The Godfather and I've seen National Treasure. I have not seen Evan Almighty. Steve Carell is the lead in Evan Almighty, and Blades of Glory is a figure skating movie.
Go with Evan.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm in with Steve Carell.
That's all I got. David Teal, you're the best, my man. I'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, Adam. Later. Right.
There you go. By the way, early voting, Godfather crushing National Treasure.
Shouldn't be any other way.
I got news for you. National Treasure, On the Low, is a pretty good movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is the Declaration of Independence.
But up against The Godfather?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Evan Almighty and Blades of Glory, I have not seen. Blades of Glory, the premise of it is hysterical.
I know.
But it's narrow. It's very narrow. Blades of Glory with a slight edge on Evan Almighty at this point.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.